Well, I've never been a part of anything quite like this. Demand for the grand opening concert with Jason Aldean and Florida Georgia Line was absolutely overwhelming, and tickets sold out in just minutes for this first-time concert at the Premier Center.
They went on sale today, right in the morning, and then what happened?
Within literally just a few minutes, all the tickets were purchased and spoken for, and so there's naturally a lot of disappointed folks out there who tried to get tickets and were unsuccessful, and unfortunately, this is a byproduct of having such a huge act play the market.
You know, and it's got to say something for the excitement about the center itself.
Well, we are humbled and overwhelmed, and I think there's many years of pent up demand for big acts like this that would have skipped the market before, whereas there wasn't a facility that would be able to accommodate their level of production and size capacity they're looking for. However, I do feel I feel bad, and it's frustrating that not everybody will be able to buy tickets for this show. I realize it's one that's very popular, and many folks from the community wanted to be present at opening night. But it's fantastic that the market responded so strongly.
You know, can you give me an idea of just how something like this can happen? In other words, okay, the tickets go on sale, and I know you can physically you can buy them online, I guess, on the phone. Give me some idea, give me a word picture of how this thing sets up to happen so quickly.
Everyone's competing against each other, whether you're in line at the box office, on the phone, or online. You're all pulling from the same ticketing inventory. And most tickets are sold online. And with more people trying to buy tickets than are available, it's really just a crush at the door of trying to purchase this inventory. And as those tickets come available, if there's more people trying to buy than tickets available, all those will be scooped up almost immediately when a show goes on sale.
Wow, great problem to have.
It is, and hopefully it's a story that we can tell as we are trying to get other content of all different genres to play the market, that the people are hungry for good entertainment here and are willing to support it with ticket sales, which is the best marketing piece you can have.
That's for sure.
So on one leg, it's frustrating and disappointing for folks that did not get tickets. On the other leg, it gives us a chance to try to get other shows to consider playing Sioux Falls.